Van Damme is as American as apple pie. Salty, tart, really quite bitter apple pie. But you know, even the worst pie, come on, it's still pie. You're listening to the downright delicious Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Thank you very much.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Thanks for stopping by. I'm going to do a show for you now. This is going to be really incredible. So far, it's not so great, but it's going to get so much better so much quicker. Just wait for another few seconds. No, I don't think it's getting any better than when I started. All right, kill the theme music. Welcome to the program. It is the Ron Van Dam Show. Thank you so much for being here. Make yourself comfortable. I will entertain you like some type of pathetic monkey. For the next 30 minutes, I have an interesting guest coming up later in the program that I think when the segment is over, you will say my life has been fulfilled now, and that's about it for me. It's a horrible, horrible thing to say, but nonetheless. How are you, by the way? How you doing? How you doing? Did you get enough sleep last night? You don't look good. You don't? No, there's bags under your eyes. Yeah, like suitcases almost. Wow. Yeah, you don't look too good. I wouldn't go out in public like that. Whoa. Get some collagen. I don't know what that is. I think it makes your skin tighter. I really don't know. This is what I hear on the streets. Hey, did you hear about collagen? No, what about it? Makes your skin tighter. Ooh, where can I get some? You can't. You can't get it. You can't get it. Wow, that must be something. This is, what day of the week is it? Quick, Saturday? No, Sunday? No. It's Wednesday, which they call Hump Day. That's when we honor our camels. Some camels have one hump. Some camels have two humps. One way or the other, I think the camel should see its doctor because I don't think humps are good. If I had a hump, I'd be seeking medical help personally, but for some reason camels don't seem to give a shit. It is Hump Day, and I don't know if this because of the camels. I think it's because it's the middle of the week, and the idea of this, for those that work Monday through Friday, you poor bastards, on Monday it starts the week and it's all uphill. And then on Wednesday, you reach the top of the hill, which is the hump. And then Thursday, Friday, it's all downhill from there. And then the weekend comes, and it rains on Saturday. So that's pretty much how it works. It's October, and I'm supposed to like beer. And I'll tell you something about myself that you won't really care about in the long run at all. As a matter of fact, if I tell you anything about myself, there's no reason why you should be intrinsically interested in that, other than you're probably very polite, and I appreciate it. I don't like beer. I don't understand it. I don't know where it came from. It makes no sense. Beer is nothing but unflavored soda. Oh, Ron, no, it has hops. You don't even know what a hop is. If you were walking down the street and you saw a hop on the ground, you wouldn't know it's a hop. I don't know what a hop is. I know what it is, but I don't know what it looks like. It's a hop. It's a hop, skip, and a jump. It's not only a hop, it's only a hop if there's a skip and a jump involved. Well, what about a hop and a skip? You need a jump. Got to have the three of them. It's the Holy Trinity. Hop, skip, and a jump. There's apparently hop in beer. I wouldn't know if it wasn't there. Apparently it's there. Hop to me Beer to me is nothing but carbonated crap. It has no taste. So they even have non-alcoholic beer, and I don't understand that concept at all. What's the point of drinking that crap if there's no alcohol at all in it? I can drink a beer and I won't realize that there's any alcohol involved because it doesn't affect me. I mean, how much alcohol is in a beer? Well, Ron, sometimes in some beers there's more alcohol than in other beers. Oh, stop it. Just stop it. I don't like beer. I don't like it. It gives me gas. I mean, that's what happens. It gives me gas. You don't want to be in a room with me. You don't want to be a room. You don't want to be in a room with me. I have to learn how to talk to do these things. You don't want to be in a room with me after I drink beer because it could be, someone could pass out. I mean, I cannot, it produces gas like immediately. If you took a hose and inserted it into my ass, which I really prefer that you don't do, and you connected the hose to your gas tank, your car could make it like probably about 1,200 miles without having to refuel because I have that much gas. I am the Exxon Valdez personified. And beer gives me gas, I don't like it, and I don't care for it. The only way I'll drink beer is if it's flavored, and even then, it doesn't really help much. In October, because of the Germans, for some reason, I have to drink beer. It's the law. It's the law. If you go to a festival in October, there's going to be beer, and that's all there is, and you drink it and shut up. And if you don't shut up, we're going to shove a wiener in your mouth or a sausage or something. Beer and a sausage. That's a chopped up cow inside of a clear intestine and a beer. Thank you. Yay. Celebrate. Good times. Come on. But I love October. I love October, but the beer, not so much. And the sausage could be the last thing I eat. I mean, sausage is not good for you no matter how you slice it. Oh, no matter how you slice it, that's so funny. I don't like beer at all. The only beer that I will drink, what's wrong with me? Why can't I talk today? I'm asking you, why can't I talk today? The only beer that I do like is Guinness because it's creamy. It's a creamy beer and it's not too carbonated. And it's a dark beer, so it doesn't look like beer to me. So I'll drink that. But even that, man, don't stand near me. Don't stand so close to me. It's going to be trouble for somebody. I'm not into the beer. Some people love beer. And I guess Saturday is the day for drinking beer because people work all week and they can't wait to crack open a beer. You have to crack it open. That could mean taking the lid off the bottle or pulling the pull tab, which reminds me of like a hand grenade. For me, it's a hand grenade of gas. Crack one open. Oh, God, you make it sound so romantic. Dear, would you like a glass of wine before we head upstairs? Yes, crack one open. Oh, God, you just ruined the mood, you idiot. No, I'm not into the beer. Sorry, no. I think it was O'Doul's that is the non-alcoholic beer. I think the only reason you drink non-alcoholic beer is to fit in with the rest of the people that are drinking the real beer with the alcohol. But you don't tell people, hey, I this let's have another beer. Bob, you're just drinking non-alcoholic carbonated hops. Ah, okay. I guess I'm not as drunk as I thought I was. But I love you, man. No, stop it. No, you're not drunk. There's no alcohol in it. I don't care. I got to fit into the rest of you. Crack open another can of O'Doul's. Oh, God. Hey, have you heard the news? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. OMG. Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, has been ousted. Sounds like he's gay now. What does that mean? He was voted out of his position because just one Republican in the House, can start a motion to oust the Speaker of the House, and they did, because no one trusted Kevin McCarthy, not his own party and not the Democrats. So he's been ousted. he's ousted. He lost his position as Speaker of the House. He also lost his table at the International House of Pancakes and his parking spot. So that's unfortunate for Kevin. So now there is no, they don't vote on anything. Republicans are just in total disarray. Embarrassing, yes. I don't know. When are Republicans going to wake up from their own nightmare? Jeez, come on, you people. I'm telling you, I don't want to talk politics. I don't want to talk politics, but I'll tell you something. If you're extreme left or you're extreme right, you're not going to work. If you're in the middle, if you're a moderate Republican or a moderate Democrat, you can get all kinds of shit done really quickly for the betterment of all the American people. But if you're all the way on the end, or if you're an extreme on the right or extreme on the left, all you're doing is just kind of making a fool of yourself and adding to the circus under the big top. It's the people in the middle that work together that kind of make this country wonderful. Kind of not happening right now. Hope it does in the near future. Then there's Donald Trump, who is already the judge has decided that Trump is a liar and a fake, and he deceives people. He's a fraud, the whole bit. Now they're just in the penalty phase, and Trump is pissed because you can do anything you want to Trump, although it'll just Teflon off of him. But the one thing that doesn't Teflon this Don is when you strip him of his ability to lie. His entire life has been building the brand of himself. And when the pants are dropped and the curtain is removed, Trump knows there's nothing there. And he is unraveling because it's true. And just yesterday afternoon, the judge, who has been maligned by Trump, as well as the entire justice system, threats to witnesses, threats to judge, court personnel, attorney generals, you name it, generals of the army, generals of the navy, military people, all these horrible, horrible things that Trump has been saying have nothing to do with it. The judge says, look, this is a court of law. You cannot, you can't make these threats and say these things during a trial. So Trump has actually, they've imposed a gag order on him. He has been gagged. Oh, I've been praying for that for a long time. Trump is not allowed to, in his speeches and his social media, he's not allowed to make threats against the people involved with any kind of trial here. So, gag order on Trump, I don't know how, I think Trump will explode. I mean, how can you gag him? His whole thing is talking on 50,000 directions, but he's been gagged. And, you know, I was thinking, wow, gag orders, they sound wonderful. How many people do you know that you'd like to slap a gag order on right now? Yeah, because they talk too much, because they won't shut up. They should have a sale on gag orders at the court. I'd run on down and buy a couple of hundred of them. I think if you get like 100 gag orders, it's less expensive. I'd be slapping gag orders on just about everybody I know. It's fantastic. Gag orders are beautiful. Almost as good as pandemics, where you're not allowed to see people or touch them. That was cool. That was free. Dangerous time, but socially, not a bad deal. I say that in a joking manner. A lot of people lost their lives during that period of time. But if you look at the social aspect, it was beautiful. Second best, gag orders. Restraining orders are kind of the best of both worlds because you can't go near the other person. You can't touch them. You can't call them. You can't contact them. And you can't say anything about them. Oh, God, restraining orders. Are they more expensive than gag orders? Yes, they're a bit more because they involve a physical aspect as well. Someone should sell this. I should start a business just selling gag orders and restraining orders. And you don't have to have a reason just because you're kind of sick of the other person talking or just hanging out, you know, just like enough. All right. Hey, I didn't ask you to shut up. It's the gag order. Hey, I didn't ask you not to come over or not to spend time with me. It's the restraining order. I had nothing to do with it. Well, didn't you ask for the restraining order? Yeah, all I did was ask. I mean, I didn't actually impose it, so like, don't get down on me. It's not like I blocked you on social media. I mean, I didn't do that. I had nothing to do with that. Yeah, I mean it. I'm telling you. I miss those things. Yeah. Hop, skip, and a jump. Today, our guest is a doula. I don't know what a doula is. I'm familiar with Paula Abdullah, but I didn't know what a doula was, and I'm going to find out today. This guest is a doula, and she's quite a person. She's quite an amazing person, as a matter of fact. We're going to talk about the things that people don't talk about, which is basically the thesis of my show, but we're going to get a little deeper into it here. We all have problems. Raise your hand if you think you have a problem. Look at all the hands go up. Now put your hand down if you think that I shouldn't have asked that question. Look, everybody's put their hand down. Simon didn't say put your hand down. You're out, you're out, you're out, you're ousted, you're ousted, you're no longer Speaker of the House. We all have problems, but we don't discuss them with other people because they're personal. We don't want other people to think that we have problems. You know, we try to put on a facade of happiness, put a smile on your face, even though inside you're falling apart. Well, there's certain things that, and what you understand is that other people are going through the same thing that you're going through, but nobody's talking to you about it, so you think you're the only one or one of the few that have this problem, when indeed almost everybody has the problem. Remember, people were walking around during the pandemic. You remember that? I just talked about it. And still walking around. People are still walking around, oddly enough. And they have anxiety. They have anxiety about everything. About everything. And, oh my God, there's something wrong with me. I have anxiety. No, you know what? Most people have anxiety. I didn't run a survey here, but I'm guessing that like 75% of human beings, including children, have anxiety or are anxious about something in their lives that is like not going away. We all have anxiety, except for some people who are basically too stupid to know that they should be nervous. I think if you're having an anxiety attack, it's because you become very, very aware of something that's bothering you. Those that don't have anxiety attacks, they're not capable of feeling that deeply about anything. That's the way I look at it. So my guest today is going to do that. And going to talk about something that all women especially, not all women, but most women have this problem, but they don't discuss it. So let's get it out into the open, shall we? Okay, but before we do that, first this word.
Hello, this is Father Mike Slannery from the Our Lady of the Sacred Spatula Church here in town. and I'm excited to tell you about a thrilling new addition to our monthly Friday night bingo game lineup. In addition to classic favourites like Coverall and Four Corners, we'll now be adding Full Contact Bingo. That's right, Full Contact. That's where the friendly community game you love meets the hard-hitting action of football and hockey that you crave. Is Mrs. Smith about to call bingo before you? Hit her with a cross-check or crash her into the boards. I should mention that all Full Contact games will take place in the street hockey rink behind the parish function hall where the Our Lady of the Sacred Spatula Fighting Sons of Leviticus hold their matches. Protective gear is recommended and weapons are not allowed. And if you feel bad about taking out a friend or neighbour so you can win a few bucks at the bingo, I will be on hand to take your confession. That all starts next Friday night at the parish hall at the Our Lady of the Sacred Spatula Church, 27 Eucharist Way, right downtown. We'll see you there.
Laura Gimbert joins us now. She's a female empowerment coach, certified doula, and she joins us. We're going to talk about things that we don't usually talk about, which I've built my career on talking about things that we don't usually talk about. So this is just falls into line. As a female empowerment coach, I assume that topics come up that aren't usually discussed and questions are asked of you that aren't usually asked. Is that true?
That is true. That's exactly what we want to be doing. We want to talk about things that, you know, it can empower you by talking about it.
Yeah. And this, this actually goes for men as well. Men are embarrassed about certain topics as well. Mm-hmm. Sometimes not the same, but it's the same situation. When we get really personal, we're talking about biological situations. We don't know if other people are experiencing the same things that we are. Is that pretty much why people don't talk about certain things? Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. They're embarrassed, so they feel alone. And by not talking about it, you feel more alone, right? So it's just a circle.
And we're talking about a certain situation that affects quite a few women in this country. Tell us about that.
Yes. Yeah, so bladder leakage, which is also known as urinary incontinence, is something that is very, very common. But again, very taboo. No one speaks about it. So no one knows that it's so common. It happens in 2/3 of women in the U.S. So that's 78 million women. So it does happen a lot and it's not talked about enough. It can happen when you're coughing, when you're walking, when you're jumping, when you're sneezing, or for no reason. Yeah. And yeah, there's a lot of different ways to experience it, but we just don't know about it because no one talks about it.
Yeah, I mean, they're a very embarrassing situation. Some people around my age, when they get up from a chair, they make a little noise from their behind. You know what I mean? And, you know, it just happens and we just like look around like, well, who was that? Who did that? It's just not something that we approach. I assume that a lot of women don't even discuss it with their physician. Is that a possibility as well?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, if you think that you're alone in an issue, it's harder for you to talk about it. And if no one talks about it, no one knows that there are actually solutions and things that you can do to live more comfortably, at least, and start to minimize the issue. So, it would be great if we at least started talking to our physicians and support groups and other people around in our inner circle too, right?
Yeah. Why isn't that information more readily known by the public already? Because as we age and for other reasons, these things are extremely natural, and yet no one warns us about these things. How does that not happen?
Honestly, because people don't ask for that information, so no one's really creating it. And that's why, you know, people like me are here today, because we do need it. And we can help people live more comfortably and with less stress and anxiety through life, because it does impact your day to day. And obviously, keeping things inside, it also affects you emotionally. So just by opening the conversation and talking even to your friends and family or, you know, a trained expert, it's great, and you can start finding those solutions and things that you can do to live more comfortably, as you said.
Bladder leakage specifically, I assume that there are many who don't do certain activities, don't go certain places, don't go on long trips, that kind of thing. They kind of disabled themselves. It's more than just not bringing it up, I guess.
Yeah. And again, there's a lot of things that you can actually be doing to help with incontinence. So even like avoiding or minimizing alcohol and caffeine, carbonated drinks, sugary foods, sweeteners, spicy foods, things like that, that trigger incontinence. Like, we don't know about that, right? So then you keep doing it and you can actually minimize it by reducing that intake. Yeah. So yeah, there's a lot of different things that we can actually know that will help.
No, we shouldn't be eating and drinking like that anyway, but okay. I mean, you know, at a point, you know, when you're younger, okay, go for it. But then you got to be careful later on. You got to pay for that stuff. What about products?
Yeah.
There are indeed products that actually can reduce or satisfy some of these problems.
Yes, there's tons of good options out there, but one that I like is Fit Right Fresh Start. Mm-hmm. And I like this for many different reasons. First of all, they have a variety of sizes to meet all needs. So whether someone has a moderate to severe leakage, they have liners to underwear. So any age can use these products because they can adapt to your needs. Uh-huh. It's also the only brand with Arm & Hammer baking soda that is helpful for odor control, and it makes you really comfortable when you know that, you know, not only you are helping with the absorption because it holds up to 5 cups of liquid, but also you're helping with the odor control, so you're very confident that, you know, you're protected and secure. And it also has no chemicals and no fragrances. When we put it into our body, something so close to our feminine care, it's important that it has no chemicals and no fragrances too.
Okay. Now, I'm a guy, I don't know if you know that, and there are a lot of men that might have this problem also for different reasons.
Yeah, it's true. This product is for females. So obviously through pelvic floor, is something that affects women. If men have urinary incontinence, it comes from different reasons.
Right,
so that's a different story, although it can happen, but it's not so common.
Yeah.
As we mentioned, it's 2/3 of women, and it can happen to them from their 20s onward.
Oh.
So it is definitely more common with women. Yeah.
Okay.
Not just with age.
Yeah. As an empowerment coach, does this actually come under that category?
Yeah, I am a doula, so my expertise and focus is helping women through preconception, pregnancy, postpartum, and motherhood, and then the issues that happen beyond, which can happen to any age of women who are mothers especially. Pelvic floor therapy is one of the things that I help with because, you know, obviously it causes bladder leakage if you have a weak pelvic floor that doesn't hold your bladder strong, and that can happen with age, but also it can happen with life events like pregnancy and birth. Which is one of the reasons why I help through this issue.
Right. Okay. So, and I'm sure there are a lot of people listening who say, oh my God, you know, I didn't know that you know, this might be a concern, but it is something that's it's nothing to be ashamed of. It's controllable. You can do things about it. And all it takes is to ask some questions and get some direction.
Exactly. Yeah. And if you talk about it, I'm sure you're going to find people in your area that can help you get you in the right direction too.
Yes. Yes. It's not the kind of thing you bring up at a cocktail mixer necessarily, but there are places to ask. Okay. Where would we go for more information about this?
Yes. You can go to fitrightfreshstart.com and you can also go on my Instagram at laura.gimbert.
Wonderful. Well, thanks for talking about the things that we don't usually talk about, because that's the name of the game.
No, of course.
It makes us all smarter and more comfortable. And these days, we need to feel comfortable, I'll tell you. Thank you, Laura Gimbert. Thank you so much for your time today. Well, thank you to my guest, and thank you to you. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new program. But, until that time arrives, I wish you peace.